We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lunchtime hour with Gresh and Keefe, 12:02 is the time. Good afternoon, everyone. Listen across New England. Hello, Providence, Springfield, Worcester, Cape and the Islands, up in Keefe, New Hampshire, in the great state of Maine. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, as he does each and every Tuesday to talk some pigskin, it's our buddy Tom E. Curran. He is brought to us by Dr. Matthew Lopresti of Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tom E. Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Tommy, good afternoon, friend. I don't know if you heard the role-playing that we did a little bit earlier where I was trying to come up with a pitch to sell Ndamukong Suh to maybe come play on the Patriots defensive line. My theory, Tommy, is that the linebacker spot's up in the air, so why not bring in a Largo? I'm sure since they haven't touched anybody's contract, they could find $8 million to at least throw a real offer at the guy. What do you think?
Huh. Let's start with the fit. I think he is a unique player and has been since he came into the league as number one overall pick. I love the attitude of him. I love the intelligence of him. I think he's engaged on a different level than most professional football players. It would be like when the Patriots pursued Albert Haynesworth. And when he was here, he didn't make big contributions, but he certainly was far from the evil, you know, ogre that people made him out to be. I actually enjoyed him being here. And I think Sue would be the same way. I mean, he's got eclectic friends, buddies with Warren Buffett. He's a different guy. So I think you could sell him on, hey, this is a different place for you. It's a different experience than you've ever had in your NFL career. Why don't you come here and round yourself out? But when you talk about the money, cobbling together $8 million ain't going to be easy, because they have to get $8 million in cap space just to really negotiate the season. They only got $330,000 in cap space, according to our guy Miguel. So that's where the uphill climb would be.
Is Cole Strange still unsigned?
I don't believe he's – well, I would have to check. I mean, they're so by rote at this juncture anyway.
Right.
That I think that, you know, I mean, I'll Google it, but I don't even pay attention to rookie signings anymore because there's never holdups. I think Kenny Pickett is one of the only first-rounders still unsigned.
Yeah, if anything, Tommy, I think it's more about the language that's within the contract than it is so much the money. I think we have kind of a general idea as to what the money would be like on the first year. I think it's a little north of $2 million in terms of a cap number. But I'm with you. Like, some of these kind of get muddied up a little bit where it's not the money. It's more like offset language, things of that nature for these first-round guys.
Yeah, for example, Kenny Pickett's a quarterback, so he probably wants a signing bonus that's not in alignment with the other players taken around 18, 19, 20 because of his outsized importance. But, you know, they have to do gymnastics to get the guys signed anyway. And Cole Strange isn't going to be a holdout. If indeed he isn't, you know, signed, which, again, I'm Googling at the moment. I would hope.
Yeah, I think it was – I know, like, as of a day ago, he and Pickett were the only first-rounders that weren't, and I haven't seen anything about it. So I just – like you said, it's kind of slotted. There's only so much you can make. I was just curious as to why that thing wasn't done yet. Like, all the other guys in the – all the other draft picks have signed. So it just seems like an
oddity. Because they're redoing
academic that I like –
yeah,
I'd hate to have to be paying attention to it in late July because we didn't now, but at this juncture, it's not an issue.
All right. When they redo the contract of the punter, there is that $4 million.
So with all of that said, Tom, do you think pretty much the roster, it, you know, as far as, you know, starters on both sides, are guys that are currently on the team and signed, or do you think there's still a chance that they could tinker and add an impact player?
100%. I think they could tinker and add. See, the way it's been explained to me over the course of the year, the season, the way things go in the ways of roster building. Once you get through to this period, you're really examining the roster and saying, okay, where can we start to create more competition at any of these spots? Which is how Cam Newton ended up being a Patriot in 2020. They looked at the roster and they said, we got Hoyer and we have Stidham and Danny Etling. What can we do to increase the competition at the quarterback position? And they said, well, we've got a former MVP sitting out there. Can we talk to him? Because he's better than the guys we have. Would he be willing to come in on a year's contract? So right now they're scrutinizing, where can we add people? So I would say corner would be a place. But I think that these would be, you know, Newton being an outlier, I think that these would be, you know, guys who are broken toys at the moment, irregulars, cast-offs, as opposed to what Newton was, which actually he was kind of a cast-off at that point. And I just don't think Ndamukong Suh would be keen on coming into play for $2 or $3 million plus incentives.
Yeah, my number was higher, but I feel the point in that they've been meaning the Patriots and Belichick and crew, have been very resistant to do anything in terms of renegotiating contracts, things of that nature, and sort of freeing up space. Now, they're going to have to get a couple of picks in here. But, Tommy, you're right. And I wonder if for them it's just a matter of the cap will take care of itself because of the competition that we have at certain spots, defensive tackle being one of them, wide receiver being one of them, and that they'll be able to, you know, give the cap a haircut, so to speak, once those competitions are said and done.
Yes, to a degree, but also to be mobile going into July, you need to try and make some of these moves. So, for instance, I think most people are looking at Nelson Agholor and his $9 million contract, $15 million cap hit, and saying, well, release him. The smarter thing would be to extend him, spread his bonus money over the next 2 years, turn some of the salary into bonus, and just divvy it up. You know, next year they're going to have a massive amount of cap space anyway. They're taking a licking this year. It's kind of an on-again, off-again situation. Maybe do the same thing with Hunter Henry, who's definitely going to be here, I would think, past 2023. Same thing with Judon. So they can shuffle it forward and clear the space, but I wouldn't start releasing guys. I mean, the key question to me is, what is Isaiah Wynn's role on the team? Because he's a prime candidate to have a conversation about. $10 million guaranteed entering the last year of his deal. Are the Patriots going to be willing to spend $15 million a year for a average, run-of-the-mill, pedestrian left tackle? Because that's the going rate. And that's really what Isaiah Wynn has been. So are the Patriots going to do 4-60 or 75 next year with Isaiah Wynn? Or are they going to say, maybe we should move this guy
right. If
we can get some Yodney Kajust activity? Which I think would be hoping against hope at this juncture from the third-round pick from 2020.
Well, fourth-round pick from this year, Jack Jones, was getting a ton of attention during minicamp. Are you in line with a lot of others? I mean, we talked to Andy Hart when he was down there, and he thought he was somebody that jumped out, and given the position, maybe even has a chance to start.
Absolutely jumped out because, you know, he's very quick, excellent ball skills. If you look at the highlights and what he did when he was at USC and then Arizona State, I mean, he's a playmaker. He's a ball hawk. When you look at the Patriots' tradition of they have one or the other, but they want to have somebody on the field who can do that. I think Mills right now is probably more of a technician. He's not really somebody who's on the ball making plays as much as J.C. Jackson was. I think Butler used to be the ball hawk. I don't know if he still can be. But when you look at Jack Jones, he has so many similarities to another fourth-round pick the Patriots had. And that was Asante Samuel in 2004. Same build, same ball skills, same smarts and understanding of when to gamble and when not to. So I think that he would have an opportunity. Could he start as a rookie? I mean, if they want to keep it simple and just play man, I suppose they could. Zone might be a little bit more difficult, but if you give him help over the top with their very experienced safety group, I could see him being a starting caliber corner. really, when you think about it, just as easily as you could see Butler being a starting caliber corner after a year off and kind of a shaky past since he's been gone from New England.
Tommy, I know the biggest story that is kind of out there hanging over the NFL is Deshaun Watson, and I know we've talked about it before. Apparently, and Tony Busby, there's a statement on Deshaun Watson as I literally look up on TV about some of the cases against Deshaun Watson have been settled, and the terms and the amounts of the settlement are confidential. I think it was Mary Kay Cabot had the deal that it looks like the NFL is going to try to suspend him for a year. That's what I thought, because it'll get knocked down on appeal. Right. Are you buying the year for Watson? And it smells like the prototypical NFL way. Let's throw the hammer at him, knowing that someone's going to find a way to walk it back, and it'll at least look like they've done something to this guy.
Yeah, because what was interesting was, if you think back to 2010, when Ben Roethlisberger was suspended initially, and then it was reduced. When they reduced it, it was one of those basic kind of Friday news dump. There were so many other things going on. It was camp. The season was beginning. It didn't have the opportunity that the NFL was reducing something to carry the same weight and lessening the suspension for something as vile as what Ben Roethlisberger was accused of. Now, this has troubled 25 times with the accusations against Deshaun Watson. But I think you're right. I could see them throwing the book now, winning, and sadly, that PR battle of, hey, we did the right thing, and then trimming it later on a Friday in early August when training camps and preseason games are in full swing and a lot of people are on August vacations. And, there that went. Mm-hmm. I guess it's down to 8 games. So 100%. But it is the dominant story, and it's the dominant story for every team that will be an opponent of the Cleveland Browns in 2022, including the Patriots. And it's also a dominant story in that there's the quarterback domino to fall with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, and also Jimmy Garoppolo when he is good to go and be dealt someplace as well.
Interesting stuff, Tommy. Thank you, friend. We appreciate it. We'll catch you next week.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Sorry about the Cole Strange. I was flat-footed as a mother scratcher. That won't happen.
My bad. I think ultimately you're right. I think he's going to get signed. I just found it odd. Again, there's 32 first-round picks.
I know,
picks.
But
he's
you can't get
up. All good.
Covering the team.
Listen, it's the summer. We're all about to take time off. Please. Yeah. It's all good, brother. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate
you. Boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.